As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, KT?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, KT.
Smith. What are you singing?
I don't know. Hee-hee, KT. All right. Go see him. Moonwalking over to Smith Indoor Garden. Get my
there
growing stuff.
Go.
Yeah, I did it. Last week, a 41-year-old woman in Houston, Texas, named Sarah Beam, was worried that her 13-year-old son had contracted COVID-19. So, like every good mother, she stuffed him in the trunk of her car and drove him to the testing site.
Why? So she didn't have to be in the same vicinity? Oh, no.
I guess. I don't know.
Jeez, lady.
When she got there, she admitted that the kid was in the trunk. Like, oh, yeah, no, he's in the trunk.
Pop the trunk.
She told health officials that she didn't want to catch it. But naturally, they were concerned and told her that they couldn't do anything until he was placed in the back seat. Security footage, thank God for closed circuit television right there. It shows her letting him out and putting him in the back seat. It's unclear if he was cool with being in the trunk, but it's illegal either way.
He's your son, not a zombie, for God's sake.
You get in the trunk. She got like one of those cattle prodders. Like, you get
prodders,
in there.
Prodders, get in there.
Get in there. I swear to God, you get in there.
Heathen.
So Sarah was charged with felony child endangerment and a warrant is out for arrest. The son had apparently tested positive at home and Sarah was taking him to the site for additional testing. And get this, the testing site was run by a school district and Sarah was a teacher at that school district.
No.
Now she's on administrative leave.
No, she's a teacher.
Oh my God. Look, come get in the trunk. Look, get in the trunk, right? I don't want to hear anything. Put a mask on, get in the trunk. Okay. Okay.
Like, dude, just common sense.
Yeah, not with this lady.
This lady is teaching her children. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, forget the fact that she put her child in danger by throwing him in the trunk of a car. Let's add the fact that she is out there shaping the minds of the youth
of America.
Yeah, a youth of America. All right? She's doing that on the daily, son, and she's throwing kids into trunks? Come on.
Yeah, we need to find this lady. We need to put her away for a little bit.
Yeah, just let her think about it. But on the way to the jail cell, throw her in the trunk just so she gets a little taste of her medicine right there.
So she knows what it's like. Right?
This is what you did, all right? You threw your kid in your trunk. I thought he'd be fine.
Cattle prod her a few times.
I threw some granola bars back there. He was all right. He's fine.
He's fine.
So have you ever been thrown
back there?
You ever been thrown in the trunk of a car, Hunter?
Yeah, I think I've ridden in the trunk, but out of choice.
Yeah.
I wasn't cattle prodded into a trunk.
Yeah.
I think we were sneaking into like an indoor movie or something one time. Outdoor movie.
You're such a piece of trash. Just pay for the movie. God, you're terrible. What, like 90 of you jump out of there like a clown car? Good God.
There's like 10 of us in the trunk.
Real quick trunk story. I've never purposely gone into a trunk, but this was in high school. Many moons ago, I used to have a 71 Dodge Charger. Huge trunk on this thing, right? So we went to this party that was at somebody's house, like way out in the sticks. Well, on the way up the driveway, there's a cop sitting there. And he stops and is like, hey, where are you guys going? I'm like, just going up to a friend. He knew what he was doing. He was just waiting for kids to leave and get them. You know what I mean? I'm just going up there to, just hang out, just whatever.
Cause trouble.
It's like, okay, all right. So we get up there, have a good time. Now, I wasn't drinking, all right? I didn't drink in high school, so I was fine. Well, there was a youngster named Petey. He was actually the younger brother of the girl my brother was dating at the time. Well, Petey was drinking. He was a freshman. He was drinking. He said, Brock, I'm going to get butt. Like, the word got out that the cop was at the end of the drive. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, Petey, I know you're drunk. Fine. Get in the trunk of my car, okay? Get in the trunk.
Come on, Petey.
I'm like, there's no way. We're going to get busted. So now I'm driving, leaving out. Okay, we're leaving. Cop stopped, and he's like, do you have a good time? I said, yeah, it's great. He's like, you've been drinking? I said, no, sir, I have not. He goes, can you pop your trunk? I said,
no,
dude.
Smuggling
you
human.
You know why? Petey wasn't a small guy. I guarantee my car was sitting a little bit lower.
Weighed down. He's like, you're carrying a little extra baggage there, bro.
If I could have taken a photo of Petey's face when that trunk opened up, because you know he heard the whole thing go down. He heard the car turn off. He heard the footsteps go around. Yeah. He heard the key go into it. Dude, it was priceless. So, yeah.
Now, and if Petey was smart, he would have taken his clothes off and tied his hands together.
just get out and run. Oh, thank you, officer. This guy tried to kidnap me. This guy tried to kidnap me. He said he was going to do sexual things. I'm like, no. This is not right.
You got a 250-pound naked guy in your trunk, Brock.
Why'd you tie your underwear around your mouth? There's other things you could have used. Anyway, so. All right, don't put people in the trunk of your car. It's weird. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.